Grassroots efforts to change U.S. gun laws have sprouted up following the series of mass shootings in this country, but not much has changed, with polls indicating that even responsible gun owners would like to see shifts and an increase in some restrictions. Progress may be possible. Sean Van Diver is a Navy veteran and director of the San Diego chapter of the Truman National Security Project. He's also a gun owner. Van Diver wrote an op-ed in the Arizona Republic offering what gun law changes he'd like to see, and he's with me. Sean, after a horrible event like the Las Vegas shootings, the public is generally told the time for talking about changing gun laws can wait until some point in the future. How do you react when you hear that?
So I would say that, sure, if my interest was in selling as many guns as I could possibly sell, I would want people to wait too. But the fact is that our country has had time to mourn over and over and over again. And it's not too early. It's too late. It's too late for the 26 people that died at Sandy Hook, the 20 kids that died there. It's too late for the 59 people that died in Las Vegas and the nearly 600 wounded. It's too late for the litany of folks that have been killed in our country in the past decade. After September 11th, we didn't wait to have a discussion about what regulations we need to change on planes. So I don't understand why we would wait to have these conversations. Easy things that we could change that would make a marked difference in the amount of lives lost every year in mass shootings.
And Sean, what are some of those changes? And I guess, you know, we have to be honest about this. What are some changes that people in both parties might be willing to at least talk about?
Sure. So I think we've seen that the bump stock legislation is going to come through. That shouldn't be a problem. Even the NRA is saying that, oh, you know, we want to look at regulation on that. Now, I would caution anybody pointing to the NRA and giving them applause for that, because they're not going to do other things that would make a big difference, such as limiting the number of rounds in a magazine. So if you listen to the audio from Las Vegas and you can hear the long pause between reloads, if the maximum amount of rounds that he was able to pack into a magazine was 10 rather than 30, 50, or 100, imagine how many lives would have been saved. My overarching proposal is that we need to, you know, if it's good enough for the military, it's good enough for us, especially considering the Second Amendment says that it's there to in order to maintain a well-regulated militia. I think we need to have a five-year cycle, just like the military has, of background checks and training. But I also think that a nationwide concealed carry permit should be attached to this with a little bit more stringent guidelines, and those more stringent guidelines would include more training and a mental health screening, because if a pilot can get a mental health screening, then a gun owner, specifically a concealed carrier, can get a mental health screening. When I was in the Navy, in boot camp, before I even went to boot camp, I had to get a background check. And then every 5 years, I had to get a background check again. Every year, I had to do annual training. Every year, I had to fire my weapon. Every year, I had to sit through the class. Every year, we were reminded. And then every time I wanted to even look at that gun, to touch a gun, I had to go down to the armory, and they had to look at me and make sure I was in the right state of mind. And I would sign it out, and I would account for my weapon and my ammunition. Now, I don't think we need to go that far, but that five-year cycle of background checks, training, and a mental health screening for concealed carry permits, along with that magazine capacity ban or the magazine capacity limitation, would be great. But, you know, none of these things are going to stop everything. So I think kind of bookending all of these regulations, the idea that red flags should pop up. Our system of registration in this country is disparate. The gun laws that we have in this country are only as good as the state with the weakest laws. So I'm in California, and I have great gun laws here. Maybe not great. I have very strict gun laws here. But Nevada's right down the street. Arizona's right down the street. We're only as strong as our weakest link, as with so many things.
Sean, let me ask you about, in the column you mentioned about how the general public's becoming so desensitized about mass shootings and how that works. Where do you think that comes from?
I think people are desensitized, and I think it's a function of how often this stuff is happening. I don't think it's a function of, and I also think it's a function of. I mean, we need to call a spade a spade. We need to call out that the NRA and the GOP have a love affair. They were working hand in hand, and they need to have a messy breakup. I don't understand how Steve Scalise looks himself in the mirror after being nearly killed by gunfire, being nearly killed, and then making it through. He's not even amenable to the bump stock legislation. That's how in the pocket the NRA is. And that's remarkable. And that's something that we need to understand. And that's also something that we need to combat, right? We need folks from the sensible gun legislation side need to be as powerful as the NRA. We're not there yet. I think for the average citizen who's not involved in politics, not involved in the day-to-day, and this sort of news makes it to them every once in a while, of course they feel helpless. Of course, because they thought after Sandy Hook happened, something would happen. After Virginia Tech, something would happen. The shooting at the congressional baseball field, surely something would happen after that. No, nothing happens. We remain paralyzed. And that's demoralizing, I'm sure. And for me, it just makes me more mad and makes me want to send the message that if these things are good enough for the military, they're good enough for us.
Sean Vandiver is a Navy veteran and director of the San Diego chapter of the Truman National Security Project.